Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We're in the guest segment, and you know we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Really glad to be with you. We're brought to you by PrepareWithDave.com. The very best in storable food can be had at MPS. And you say, what do you mean? Well, in case you haven't heard, yours truly is doing a multi-part series on food vulnerability. And Obama is after our food supply. And he's using his stooge puppet, Biden, to accomplish his goal. And of course, Bill Gates is now the number one owner of farmland in America. What could possibly go wrong? They'll be injecting you with corn stalks and calling them vaccines before much longer. You need to get out of the system. You need to be out of the system. The four-week special at MPS is still in play, and if you're accumulating large amounts of food, that's the most inexpensive way to do it. Restaurant quality, 2,000 calories per day, 25-year shelf life. Go to preparewithdave.com. Could we make this stuff up, folks? Seriously, could we? We just couldn't. It's amazing. One more plug here, real quickly. Noble Gold. I love these guys. They diversified my portfolio to the point where I know if the economy crashes, and one day it will, because cash is trash and it's going to crash, I know that I'm ready. I'm diversified. And that's because of the good people at Noble Gold. They can do the same thing for you, too. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Now, that takes care of the bills, but hopefully it doesn't take care of you until you reach out to these sponsors, because they can help you. We have John Wayne with us, and we're going to be talking about a number of issues, but I want to get his take on this new, shall we say, I can't really call it gun confiscation, let's call it gun deprivation bill. And we'll have John elaborate on that. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Coming to us from the great state of Iowa.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You know my roots are there. You know, my parents grew up in Marshalltown and spent a lot of time there. My grandparents were there.
Not too far north, you know. And we're getting all that snow, that lovely snow.
Oh, yeah.
That we get here, too, right now. You know, right now we've got a storm going on right now. We're supposed to get another 3 inches on top of, 13 inches we've already gotten? So
Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely. You know, and that gets in, you know, like you're saying, food and, you know, not only that, but the great state of Iowa. You know, I want to say thank you, Governor Reynolds, for lifting all the COVID lunacy lockdowns. Today, I guess she made it legal for everybody to go out into the public without having to wear a mask and do this and do that, but possibly maintain a little bit of distance. But, you know, other than that, everything's going to be back to normal, or what we can call normal, you know. And
speaking of COVID, John, I just shake my head at our collective stupidity. And here's what I mean by this. You have a virus, a disease, a contagion that does kill people over 65 with comorbid conditions. No question. Mm-hmm. So how do we handle it? We quarantine everybody. We bring on increased rates of suicide, depression, anxiety, poverty, food vulnerability. And we just accept it. I can't believe how we accept it.
Nope. Me personally, I don't, and I haven't, and I will not. You know, it's interesting to say that how they did have, and they still do to a pretty good extent, the entire world on a fabricated, but not only completely fabricated. It's not completely fabricated. Like you said, there is some kind of an upper respiratory illness that is out there that is very not good if the elderly get it. You know, 3 months before whatever this was that hit, I had something, and it was literally like I had cement in my lungs, and I could not get rid of this stuff for a month. I was literally hacking and coughing, you know, So I could imagine if somebody had gotten that, whatever it was that I'd had, three or six, you know, it was about 7 or 8 months before this COVID-19 thing came out, and there's a lot of other people that are getting sick as well with the same kind of stuff. If somebody elderly did get that, hey, man, there ain't no doubt. Yeah, you're going to be, you know, in bad shape.
The quarantine, the country.
Yeah, no, that's...
And kids. I mean, here's the joke of it. Let me give you an example in Arizona. Arizona, we're just dumber than a box of rocks. The Phoenix Suns basketball team, pro team, plays without face masks. The Arizona State and Arizona college basketball teams play without face masks.
As you should.
But the population that's the least vulnerable to COVID, 20 and under, where there are no deaths without comorbidity recorded in Maricopa County, with over 30,000 infected, they are required to wear masks when they compete in high school athletics. Have you ever heard of such nonsense, jackass mentality?
Oh, it'll kill it. It's absolutely no good. There can be no reason for it whatsoever, except for, you know, maybe to debilitate the youth a little bit more, you know, than the other ways that they're already doing it through the Common Core and whatever else, psychological programming. I mean, it's all psychological programming, though. You know, all the way back to, like, you know, kind of come back to circle with the gun bill. It's all psychological programming,
sure,
right? And what they're saying, and, you know, we're probably going to be saying this a lot here frequently about the psychological aspect of what they're, you know, not only what they brought upon the world and brought upon the populace, but have, used it to exploit other things. It's really insane. You know, what was this when it all came out? Oh, well, you know, we're not going to use the COVID-19 for any kind of a political tool. By God, that didn't happen, did it? I mean, it's nothing but a political tool. And, you know, to see Iowa coming up and saying, okay, now we're going to lift the mandates, no more restrictions. Hey, yeah. And it's never been absolutely fully, I mean, I guess full on draconian. Here, but I mean, I've seen some stuff that is draconian. And the thing I want to say about the draconianness about all of it is how they're pushing this vaccination on people. And for a virus that's so deadly, you have to be tested for it.
Yeah, I know.
That you will also get paid $100 to be given the shot that is so deadly. Hello, McFly, what's going on here? You know, I mean, the world has done gone mad, Dave. The world has just gone mad, I think. Psychologically mad.
Yeah, and it's just, and they have so many people scared. You know, like, I know parents that are keeping their kids out of sports, and their kids are the population that, they don't even know they have it when they get COVID most of the time, or if they do, it's like the flu for 2 days and they're over it and they're out. And it's just crazy, the fear-mongering. I mean, I'll give you an example. Here in Arizona, when I have to drive into Phoenix, which is south of me, I live in the rural part of the state, and you're driving down the freeway, and they used to have these electronic billboard signs that would say, okay, it's 11 minutes to this street, or danger, a crash at mile marker, blah, blah, blah. Now, do you know what's on these billboards now most of the time? Mask up, Arizona. Keep your distance. If you're sick, stay home. Just total propaganda BS over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've come to see that the further out west you go, it tends to get more that way. You know, it's not hard to call out for what it is, for what we see, for how things are going. Okay, who was responsible primarily, supposedly, purportedly, for the virus? Oh, that's right. That's the CCP. It's China.
No, it's not. China says they're looking for origins of the virus within the United States.
Hmm.
I kid you not. That's actually a published fact in, I forget the name of the Chinese paper, but it's a Chinese publication. And they're actively looking for the source of the virus inside the United States.
Wow. That's something else. You know, I mean, this is, are we in biological warfare stance too now, or, you know?
No, I know. It's crazy. The propaganda is, I think, the worst of it. But you know, here's another thing that's really interesting. Have you ever asked yourself this question, John? You're looking at people being deplatformed. I mean, Mike Lindell is being interviewed by Newsmax, the great pretender of liberty, and the host ends up walking off the set because Mike Lindell won't back down from his position of voter fraud. So why is voter fraud being censored? If it's not true, okay, and they say baseless charges by Trump, if it's not true, then why even bother with it? Just let people laugh at it and move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't want it to gain traction.
Exactly. Because they know damn good and well it's true.
Oh, yeah, man. And we saw it, and we were calling it out. You know, I mean, we were hitting home runs back-to-back on our broadcasts and on our platforms before the election, you know, calling all this way before it ever got here. And here it is, and then here we are, what, 3 months after the fact of the matter? And, I mean, it's so in-our-face vitriol. You know, it really makes me wonder what the hell's really going on. Because I guess from what I've heard, and I've watched a few videos out there showing DC in the wee hours of the morning, roving military guard patrols, I mean, huge groups of roving military patrols, and people coming and going odd hours of the morning, White House completely, totally, utterly blacked out. Nothing, you know, not a single light in the entire building on. And all of these perimeters have been set up, of which I guess are now being taken down. And from what I've heard, this is getting back to, you know, how psychologically prepared are the American people for what's really happening. I don't believe any of these executive orders that have been signed by Joe Biden are going to stand true because he's not a legitimate president. They committed exuberant voter fraud, and it's not only through this country, but if you look at how things have been executed with the operation to bring this country down, it's extremely reminiscent of what I was yelling about 5.5 years ago. I said, hey, man, look at what's going on in Venezuela. You see how that's going on over there? That's their dry run for the United States. And by God, if it's not true, I didn't know it at the time, that Venezuela is, they use Dominion voting software. And then you have the United States using Dominion voting software. And all the votes being taken and sent offshore, recounted in different countries, of which are, I guess, falling. Italy, France, Germany, all these different countries, and then they'd send them back with the manipulated tallies. I was going somewhere with this. Where was I going?
Well, I think what you're saying is voter fraud is being used to upset the apple cart all over the planet.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And, you know, now it's even to the extent of, like, political figures, political prisoners. Alexander Navalny over there in Russia, one of the opponents to Vladimir Putin, and all the people rising in the streets over there now. You look at all the people that are in the streets for Julian Assange, still there in the United Kingdom. You know, but the thing is I don't want to become a martyr. And what they are looking for right now is total martyrdom of anybody that they can target. And that gets back to the censorship. You know, I was warning of the censorship very in-depthly 7 years ago. And I said, hey, man, you know, we're seeing a little bit here and there, but it's nothing like what's being prepared to come. Well, you know, 2020, 2021, here we are with literally one of the former presidents of the United States deplatformed, Donald John Trump. Okay. Who's still got a platform, though? Oh, that's right. Well, Barack Hussein Obama, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, you know, the deep state, the true evil society, or not the evil, the true evil that is over the society. These people are they still got the platforms.
Twitter, really? Yep. Run by a guy that looks like Charles Manson.
Oh, my God. You know, I told you, Dave, this guy, Jack Dorsey, if he was wearing a black hood and robe in a very dimly lit room with candles holding a dagger, the guy would very extremely fit that position. You know, these are the true most evil people you could ever begin to imagine.
How about Ocasio-Cortez's rendition of the Capitol riots? Did you catch that? She's blocks away from the intruders. Blocks away. 8-minute walk. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're beating on my door. They weren't even in the hallway. I just can't believe it. She doesn't get called out on it.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. I think people need to really start calling out to the extent of what we're really seeing. You know, there's people out there mentioning Castle Rock Entertainment. Have you heard anything about this?
I'm familiar with the company, but I'm not sure where you're going with it.
Okay, so there's been people that are just kind of doing due diligent work by looking at images, still images of the ceremonies that were held, the X amount of executive orders that were signed. And outside the windows of the Oval Office in that picture are things that are just not matching up to what's really outside the true Oval Office at the White House. So what it's literally come down to see what I believe or what I'm coming to understand is that all of what they are doing on the left is nothing more than a Hollywood production at Castle Rock Entertainment, which is the mock-up set for the White House. It's really insane to see, Dave. So, I mean, that's like I said, you know, I've been saying it. We're in a gray state. I firmly believe personally that the military is in full-fledged control of the country. Donald Trump had to step back and say, well, nope, it's up to you guys now to do your job and defend the country and to hold up your oaths and to deal with the bad guys. And the bad guys are just trying to play it off completely hook, line, and sinker as a big charade. And using the media to their great extent, you know.
Are you of the opinion that Biden is actually not in the White House?
No, yeah, absolutely not. He's not.
I know a lot of people think that.
That's my opinion, yeah.
I don't know what to believe now because everything is a lie.
That's right. We're in a gray state. You know, we're in an area of limbo where we don't know anything. Flat out. I mean, pretty for the most part, everything's conjecture. I mean, there's some extreme good bullet points to put here and there and say, hey, man, look at this. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, that don't look right at all, does it?
Yeah, well, there was just that one thing was going around. It was given to me by a good friend of mine who's a good confidant. And I told him it's not true. And it was the shutdown of the government and all communications by 6 p.m. Eastern yesterday, Friday. And we're recording this on Saturday morning for release on Monday.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, and it's a long document. I mean, and this guy's not a fraud. This guy's close friend. And I told him, I said, this is BS. And he goes, how do you know? And I said, because Trump is permanently retired. He's not involved. And the document was alleging his involvement. He was leading this and leading that. And I said, he's not involved.
No.
And he said, how do you know? Well, I've got a source who has sources high up in the Pentagon, and Trump is nowhere to be found. He's not talking to the military now. He's not involved in any coup action. He's not.
Nope. He had to step back completely and relinquish the presidency to the military. To who in the military, I do not know. I'm pretty sure it'd be up to the Pentagon and a very select few of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Well, you don't even know how much they control, though, John. I mean, what I do know is I talked to someone who was purged by people in the Pentagon for being a Trump supporter. There's a purge going on, but I don't think it's in the entire military because Biden does not control the entire military. Did you know that the transition to give Biden complete control over the military has not occurred?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know that? That's incredible at this point in time.
And it will not. It will not, I don't believe, you know. For the love of God, we can't trust this. We can't trust the person with a pen. Yeah, okay. Literally, frankly, we can't trust the person with a pen. So why in the name of God would you ever even begin to imagine trusting them with a nuclear football? You know,
that's a good question. Now, where is it? By the way, did you know I was told by Paul Preston that Air Force One is still in Florida?
You know, there was an aircraft carrier parked off the coast over there about a few days ago. It's probably still over there. And, you know, I don't know how true this story is, but there was a purported, I found the story on beforeusnews.com. There's a purported story that the president there was an assassination attempt on his life. And the caliber that was used was a 7mm Magnum, and the only way that they could figure the trajectory of that shot and how accurate it was in the pitch black of night would have been through an AI drone about 20 miles off the coast or something like that from an extremely elevated position. And not too long after hearing this or reading that, whatever, when I came across that, now seeing that there's a very likelihood that there's an aircraft carrier parked off the coast of Florida as we speak. You know, I don't know. Have you seen the video of the president walking off the golf course and there is a man that was videotaping him, said, "Thank you, Mr. President." And he goes, "We're not finished yet." Pats his leg as he, you know, walks off the course with his security detachment.
No, I'm not familiar with that. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that they're, you know, what's going on right now is all full-fledged military, I believe. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I read that Donald Trump Jr., Eric, right? Or I don't know if it's Eric or the other one. Well, a lot of kids, right? But he wrote an article, and it was published in the Epoch Times today. And I read a little bit of it, and he was saying, you know, they're not finished either, and within that article. But, you know, I was just caught bits and pieces here and there as I was trying to get caught up on the news.
Yeah, but at this point, I don't think he has any options left but data dumps that he may have in his possession.
Right. And that, I think that would be the only viable card that could really, truly be played. I mean, because like you said, he's standing there on stage, and he goes, "Joe, we've got it all." You know, there are the debates. "Joe, we've got it all. We've got the tapes. We've got the recordings. You know, we've got it all."
Well, I'm going to say this again, and I'm an avowed Trump supporter, but I'm going to speak the truth from my perspective. If you had it all, you go to Barr, and if charges aren't filed tomorrow, you fire Barr.
Right.
You appoint an acting. He won't do it. You fire him.
Yep.
And it's kind of like you professionally execute everyone in the DOJ. You go out and get, you know, Sweet James, the defense lawyer for injury protection. Bring him into the DOJ. Do you see a crime here? Yes, prosecute. The president would have been better off having you as the Secretary of State. Okay, me as, I don't know, defense secretary. And I'm not really being too serious with this, but you think you get my point. He
right.
did nothing but allow yeah. insiders to stay in their position or be appointed to their positions, and he paid for it.
Jeff Sessions.
And all you had to have was the DOJ going after Hunter Biden. That's all you had to have. But everybody
well,
was
you know,
afraid.
I mean, even not, I mean, you could just completely skip all the small middlemen and just go for the big fish. You know, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, war crimes against humanity, sedition. And even down to the smallest of things, the birth certificate issue.
That for Kamala Harris too. I've already
absolutely.
Published an article on it. But you know, the thing that I would have done though, it's really clear. You've got 30 outstanding cases right now regarding election fraud. Three of them are before the Supreme Court. And not one of them is going to be heard. And where Trump made another mistake was when he was still the president. He could have dispatched his security detail and gone to a judge in charge and just say, "We're going to turn your life upside down. If you got 1 ounce of Chinese gold or 1 yen to your name, you're going to prison." Mm-hmm. And say, "And now we're going to assign a detail to protect you. And you're going to hear this case fairly. And oh, by the way, if you ever repeat this, we'll deny it." This never happened. And if he would have done that just with one judge, with Sidney Powell's evidence, can you imagine what would have happened?
Oh my God, the fallout. Look
just
at me, they're all involved.
But here's what bothers me. How can Dave Hodges sit here in his rural home in his makeshift studio and with my limited cognitive ability, how can I come up with this knowing it would work? And Trump didn't even try. Doesn't that bother you?
Oh, it you know, it's like it's been said, you know, he can either be the greatest president this country's ever seen, or he can be complicit with the overthrow of it and the destruction of the Constitutional Republic.
Yeah. You know, when he came in, look, when he came in, there was an unfolding corporatocracy being established through the TPP. 23-person panel could negate anything the government did. And Trump says, nope, I don't think so. In fact, this legislation was so bad, this treaty was so bad, that no one was allowed to look at it but Paul Ryan. And he had to make a recommendation to vote up or down. And you don't let your Congress see what you're signing. Well, we got to pass it to see what's in it. We've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Okay, but Trump came in and negated this. So he didn't come into office as an insider. He upset the apple cart. He killed free trade agreements. He was very much a thorn in their side.
Well, remember when they started this asset forfeiture and things to that effect, and the Clintons were flying around on commercial flights, you know, like, well, you can't use that plane no more. Damn it, honey. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but what did happen? Something, there's been a big flip. There's been something turned around and said, hey, man, you can't tow too far over that line, because you tow over that line, you're going to be in a bad position yourself.
I remember when Trump stood up to the Syrian issue, only 3 days later to capitulate. And you remember the fake chemical attack. Mm-hmm. And in the Trump Tower, when his son was home, right next door, a man was murdered. I always wondered if that was a message murder.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's true. Yeah, his young son. I think his son was 12 at the time. And I actually wrote about that on the commonsenseshow.com. But I have to tell you,
remember the guy that got in through the security of Trump Tower, and they caught him halfway in the building, a supposed already been dead FBI agent, former FBI agent, mm-hmm. you know, no name, no nothing, carrying a silenced pistol with no serial numbers on said silenced pistol.
Yeah, I remember. And then, of course, the intrusion at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
There was intrusion onto the grounds at Mar-a-Lago, and this is when Trump was still president. And then, to me, the real flip came in March of 2020, when COVID blossomed, so to speak. Trump lost his presidency. He became President Fauci on behalf of Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, look, they turned the country over to FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security at that time, too, right?
Well, it appeared so. I'll just say this.
Conjecture was.
You let an unelected tribunal run the country, and they ran it into the ground where, you know, they were a hammer and every virus was a nail. And they just locked down the country. They didn't care about economics, suicide, depression, food on the table. They didn't care about any of it. All they cared about was this virus they had to stamp out. Remember, it was just 14 days to flatten the curve. That's all we'll need. Mm-hmm. And now Fauci, the butthole that he is now talking about two face masks. And by the way, speaking of buttholes, sorry to be graphic, people, but it's true. In China, if you want to fly, you have to take a COVID test. Mm-hmm. And guess where they take the sample from? Your rectum.
Yep.
I'm not. Do you know about this, John? I'm not making this up.
No, you are not making that up, Dave. No, that is very true. It's over the top. The people have lost their ever living minds, and I just, man, I don't know, Dave. Then you got the X amount of transport of body bags, and the people that are being shot up with this. mRNA, it's literally going to alter your DNA if you take it. And then whatever you shed out of your body from being given this, you're going to make people sick with whatever they want to make people sick with.
Yeah, exactly.
And then people, you know, it's kind of, it makes me wonder, Dave, like, with the state of Iowa lifting all the restrictions now, you know, and everything goes back to a semblance of normalcy, that, oh, we're all okay, but then a year and a half down the road from this point in time, boom, it's activated, and people are just dying everywhere. You know, that ain't out of the question. I want people to understand that in these biological warfare labs, the stuff they've got in there, you couldn't even begin to imagine what they could do with it. If, you know, if they just said, well, to the hell, they were releasing everything. You know, this is, they're trying to control what they're doing. But in long run, it's not in control of what they're doing. I mean, this depopulation is sterilization. But yeah, wait until the people literally start dying in the droves in about a year and a half, 2 years from being shot up full of this stuff. And then the other people picking up whatever the people that were shot up shed out. I mean, I know. This is how this stuff works.
I know. You're hitting home runs here, John. I'm well aware of everything you're saying. And they're setting up for a super spreader fatal event that has nothing to do with COVID-19.
That's right.
It's just, it's,
you know, I mean,
biggest fraud ever perpetrated in history.
That's right. You know, I mean, you get into this work that this Harvard professor research guy was doing involved with the Wuhan Institute laboratory or whatever, you know, working with microbial, literally putting nano electrodes into microbes to control them by frequency. That's what this guy's work consisted of. And, you know, I didn't know it full-fledged. I mean, I've, you know, there's been talk within our circles. Yeah, man, it's very real. It's very true. This stuff does exist. But, and then when you get this COVID-19 thing coming, and then you have the uncovering of people working here, doing this, doing that, making money, you know, off the side from the CCP and Harvard, you know, in a lab studying microbes and how to make them attenuate, that's a good word, attenuate to a frequency to activate them. And now they want to shoot everybody up. I mean, you know, I mean, it almost seems as if it was a dry run to see what they could do to a certain extent, but that needed to be a little bit more fine-tuned for the big event.
You know, I had an anonymous guy contact me. And he said it's worth a conversation. And ordinarily, I ignore stuff like this. You know, I want people to step out of the shadows if you want to talk to me. And I'll hide your identity, but I'm not going to talk to an imaginary figure.
Right.
But I did in this one case, because curiosity got the best of me. He said a couple of triggers. I am your enemy, and I want to tell you how hopeless your position is. And he approached this very intellectually. And he said, I would really like you to agree to talk to me. I already have your number, but I don't want to intrude. It's like, well, a liberal not intruding. So we had a conversation. And this was, thinking here, it was between Thanksgiving and December 1st. I forget the exact date, but it was in that time frame. And he told me, he said, we've already conquered you. And I said, well, you won the election, and it's probably not going to be overturned because Trump has missed his window. And he said, it wouldn't have mattered. We'd have killed him. And he said this to me, and I actually published some of this. He said, we own your media. He said, we own all three branches of government. We own the judges. And those that we don't own, we can blackmail them. And he said, and then we'll pay them off, and we'll own them forever. He said, there's nothing you can do. Your words are falling on deaf ears. Soon your audience will shrink. And he just went on and on and on. And he basically said, we've got you where we want you. And he said, the only thing left to be decided now is how many of you we're going to let live.
Well, you know what I have to say to that? Sic semper tyrannis. Thus,
well,
unto tyrants.
Yeah, John, this leads to one of the reasons I asked you to come on. You've been communicating with me about the gun confiscation bill, which is basically what it is. And I want you to get into this a little bit, because They are deciding. They're making lists. Our names are going on it. We know this. They threatened it publicly. They're not even hiding what they're doing. Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Michelle Obama, they're all speaking the language of genocide. So let's go to this bill, this gun bill. If the people aren't familiar with it, let's enlighten them.
H.R. 127. Folks, we've been warning that they're going to make attempts and strides to come for them. And they're going to use a tactic that was used not only for the same thing, but kind of equal for political opposition. In 1919 and 1920, the Bolshevik Revolution, people that did not toe the party line were sent for, get this, and this is where I want to go with this because it ties right into this where we're going, this H.R. 127 House bill, H.R. 127 for, it's basically, you know, the death of the Second Amendment. Psychological exams. The Soviets would send the people to get a psychological exam. And by God, if you didn't toe the party line, well, then, you know, if you might be able to change that position, they'd send you to the gulag or the re-education camps. Now, if you weren't able to be re-educated from the after receiving the psychological examination, you went to the pit. Yes, the pit. You know, and I'm not talking about some, you know, pub on the outskirts of town. I'm talking about they took you on the outside, on the edge of town, and shot you in the back of the head and threw you into a pit. And you are right, Dave. These people are talking politicide, genocide, and democide. And we, as the American people, cannot allow such tyranny to take foot and expel us or expunge us from the face of the earth. No, man. The Second Amendment were written for, guess what, times such as these. And
well, tell people what's in this bill, though. I think this is what's really critical.
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, the nothing, anything more over than 10 rounds to a magazine. That's where they're starting out with this. The psychological exam.
Yeah, let's go there. What? Tell me about this psychological exam. That's what really got my attention.
I'm going to have to pull it up real quick to get the factuality out of this because I don't want to, you know, miss
it. No, I appreciate that. But, yeah, I my wife was telling me a little bit about this a couple days ago, and we were kind of going our separate ways in the moment, and I just, my quick response without being able to delve into depth in this was no and hell no. I couldn't believe what she was telling me. And I
couldn't believe what I was reading yesterday. Yeah. So if you want me to, I'll just read this real quick.
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
H.R. 127, a new bill in Congress would literally end your Second Amendment rights permanently. Moving on down here to the text, it says here, if a new bill that has been introduced in Congress eventually becomes law, the Second Amendment will still be in the U.S. Constitution. But for all practical purposes, the rights that it is supposed to guarantee will be dead and gone. H.R. 127 was submitted on January 4th, and if you have not read it yet, you can find the full text right there. Well, right here it says. I mean, we may have to click on that to delve a little bit deeper into it. It says it contains a lot of technical language, and so in this article I'm going to try to break down what it means very simply. Now that the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, there is going to be a major push to ram through some form of gun control legislation. If it is not this bill, it will be another one, so we need to be diligent. One of the biggest things that H.R. 127 would do is that it would create a national firearms registration system that would literally be accessible by anyone. Yes, so if your neighbor, a coworker, or someone that just wanted to rob your home wanted to know how you were armed, well, all they'd have to do would be to look it up in the firearms registration system. This bill would also apply retroactively. Within 3 months, you
first
would
have
all,
let to me stop you right there just for a second, John. John, that's illegal. That's called ex post facto. You can't make something illegal for Monday when you do it on Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely. You're right.
It's illegal as hell.
You know, yeah, and this is how they've got everybody's so damn brainwashed, you know, and this shooting that took place the other day down there in Florida where two FBI agents were gunned down and a handful of law enforcement officials,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my God, right there's their golden ticket to the gun legislation, you know, to push it. And, well, you know, and what's come out with that, I guess, purportedly, is that the male FBI agent that died was actually one of the investigators into the Hunter Biden laptop.
Oh, how convenient that is.
How convenient that is, right? You know, so set them up, have them go in there, you know, ambushed, and, you know, hey, you kill two birds with one stone. You can roll forward with your gun legislation, and then you can get rid of the guy that's literally investigating your son. You know, so what do you do? What do you do when you get a knock at the door from the feds, Dave? You know, I mean, obviously don't shoot. I mean, good God, you know. But the thing is, it's like this country's in bad shape. We're in a very extremely scary point in our history.
Well, the one thing, the thing is, let's go this. I want you to talk about the psychological test. Tell us what you know about that. To keep your gun, you have to pass a psychological test, and so does everybody in your family.
Yes, the licensing requirement mandates that the licensed applicant undergoes a criminal background check and then submits to a psychological evaluation to determine whether the person is psychologically unsuited to possess a firearm. Successful licensees, get this, must show they have an insurance policy, which will cost $800. That's another part of it. You know, I mean, they just keep throwing it all
like,
in there.
It's like raising the tax on ammunition. Same effect, trying to price you out of owning a gun.
Right, and this goes on to say, it says, I know a lot of guys out there that would definitely not want to go through any sort of psychological evaluation by a government-approved psychologist. Hell no, man. You know, that's like I said, people need to start doing a little bit of history and looking into the research of prior times where things like this have happened. You know, and then, like you said, the words that they're using. So what does it say here? It says, for the psychological evaluation, a licensed psychologist will interview individuals, spouses, and at least two other family members or associates to further determine the state of the mental, emotional, and relational stability of the individual in relation to firearms. Licensees will be denied to individuals hospitalized for issues such as depressive episodes. No duration for license disability is specified, and it does not matter whether the individual sought help voluntarily. I mean, this is full-on communist gun grab. Is, you know, and if you don't fit the line, then hey, man, you can't have them. You know, I mean, this is literally a step away from being sent to the gulags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's preliminary. You know, I know you know this, but the audience in total may not. But the University of Hawaii has had a decades-long study on what they call democide, which is death by government as opposed to death by war. And in the 20th century, death by government was much more prevalent than death by war. And then they found two of the 17 genocides in the 20th century. Every one of them was preceded by some form of gun confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really bad sign. When the government's coming for your guns, regardless of the form it takes, they're trying to tax you out of having guns, they're taking your guns, or they're trying to psychologically evaluate you out of legally owning a gun, the message is still the same. We want to disarm you, so it'll be easier to kill you when you don't obey our dictates.
That's exactly what it is. You know, no more drier than that. You know,
Amen, my brother. You're exactly right.
What do we do?
You know, I'll tell you this.
That's what I say. Yeah.
Are you hiding guns? I'm not going to comment what I'm doing, but I'm asking the general public. Are you hiding your guns? You better think about doing it. You better think about getting unregistered guns because they're coming for you and you will have no defense. And all I want to do is refer people to Solzhenitsyn and what he said they should have done when the KGB came for them.
That's right. Solzhenitsyn said, you know, hey, if we'd have started shooting a few of these bastards when they started coming and rounding us up and taking us away, this would have went a whole lot different. You know, and that's the thing, Dave. It's like, I'm not looking for unrest. I'm not trying to start a violent and uprising coup of a revolution. No, man, that's the very last thing this country needs. But the thing is, look, these people, they're itching for a fight. Are they not itching for a fight to try and bring something like this forward? And here we are, literally trying to say, American people, hey, stand your ground and defend yourself by whatever means you have to defend yourselves necessary. But look at how they're going to completely spin this whole thing that took place down there in Florida the other day. We're in a very precarious time in history. And what I say is, hey, man, stay close to your family and defend yourself if need be. Now, look, there was a story that broke the other day. And a family of, I think it was like 6 or 7, 5 children and 2 adults were all murdered in their sleep. This one might have skipped the mainstream media, okay? The police arrived on scene, found the guy outside the house completely, like, mentally not there. I don't exactly know what happened to him. I think they actually detained him and had him arrested, but he murdered a whole family by shooting them to death in their sleep. 5 children and 2 adults. I'm going to tell you what, Dave. In my house, I sleep right next to a loaded 12-gauge shotgun, okay?
You mean you're not the only one?
No, hell no. You know, okay. And it's got double-aught buck in it. You come through this front door to cause any harm, you're going to get filled full of lead, you son of a bitch. You know, I mean, that's just how it's going to be. You know, I got a 30-30 hanging over here on the wall, lever action. You know, they're loaded. They don't have one in the chamber. You know, I'm not an idiot. I mean, man, come on. Look, I was in the military, okay? And the thing is, look, I think that's their biggest threat, Dave. Their biggest threat is the retired military. Because what do they pose? Well, they pose a formidable resistance against this tyrannical group that wants to, you know, dominate, raise, and maintain control. See, with this PTSD and all these soldiers literally committing suicide and going postal and self-destructing, that's not what, you know, is that, you know, well, you know, oh, it's just PTSD. No, it's not, man. They were set up to be self-destructed when they come back from overseas with whatever they were inoculated with, okay? I mean, I'm just going to put it out there for what it is. Because the thing is, if we don't pay attention to what the hell's going on, we're going to lose everything. And we don't want to lose everything. We want to maintain what we have, this constitutional republic. That rifle over there on the wall, guess what, Dave? It's hung there for the past, oh, I don't know, 7 years. It's never gotten up off the, you know, rack, gotten up and danced around the room and took a stroll up and down the road outside. It's never done that. No. And the majority, for reasons of using the firearms that I've got, guess what? That's to get food. And that gets right back to what you were saying at the very beginning of your broadcast, Dave, because food, they're after it, man. They are after the food. They're after the food. They're after the guns. They're after your religion. They're after your sanity. They are after everything. These people are demonically possessed. They are not even human beings. They are subhuman beings. And they want to make you live as if you're a subhuman being. Hey, man, no, that's not me. That's not my bag. That's not my, you know.
You're exactly right, my friend.
I know I'm just continuing. I just can't.
No, but you're right. Yeah. Listen, you're on a roll. But unfortunately, our roll is going to come to an end here pretty quickly because I want you to talk about your show, which is getting some good attention.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to thank you too, you know, us doing these broadcasts. People have even mentioned and say, hey, I love when you and Dave are on together. Oh, hey, thank you very much.
I'm getting the same thing. But you know what? We're both looking at the same issues and we have not exactly the same views, but pretty close. And I think it's good for people to hear us compare because then they can put their 2 cents in their mind and say, okay, this is what I think is going on. Because listen, the problem we have right now, I wrote an article, 2 days ago, excuse me. And by the time this airs, it'll be 4 days ago. And the article said this, that most Americans are unaware about the genocidal path that the left is taking us down. Enemies within comments, putting you on a list. And we need to wake people up. But anyway, tell us about your show quickly.
Yes, every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. Yes, folks, we're in Defense Condition 1. And you can find that at revolution.radio or freedomslips.com, Studio A.
I know. And you cover everything that the establishment approves of.
Oh, I most definitely do, and a little bit more.
I had to throw that in there because it's definitely contrarian radio, and it's good radio, too. So that's 7 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. Studio A, 7 to 9 p.m., and that time zone is central, correct?
That would be central, yes. West Coast, Pacific time, so 7, 6, 5, 5.
5 to 7, 6 to 7. Yeah, 6 to 7, okay. Okay, I'm so glad I can add by increments of 1. But anyway, this has been, I think, good for us to compare the notes here, folks. They're coming for your gun in any way they can, and they're just inventing excuses. Pretty soon, just the way that you use toilet paper will be reasons to disavow your right to have a gun. I mean, they're going to do anything they can do. And all I got to say is, if you don't think gun confiscation is bad, just ask a Native American historian. Just ask a Jewish historian from Nazi Germany. And by the way, my family escaped Nazi Germany for different reasons. But I know all the stories. I grew up hearing them. My grandparents were telling me when I was a little kid. And we're going through the same thing that they warned me about when I was 7, 8, 10 years old. They're happening now. Hey, John, awesome stuff. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Will do. Talk to you later, Dave.
Take care.
Bye-bye.